A Murder of Quality by John le Carré. Read by Michael Jaston. Chapter 1. Black Candles. The greatness of Khan's school has been ascribed by common consent to Edward VI, whose educational zeal is ascribed by history to the Duke of Somerset. But Khan prefers the respectability of the monarch to the questionable politics of his adviser, drawing strength from the conviction that great schools, like Tudor kings, were ordained in heaven. And indeed its greatness is little short of miraculous. Founded by obscure monks, endowed by a sickly boy king, and dragged from oblivion by a Victorian bully, Khan had straightened its collar, scrubbed its rustic hands and face, and presented itself shining to the courts of the 20th century. And in the twinkling of an eye, the Dorset bumpkin was London's darling. Dick Whittington had arrived. Khan had parchments in Latin, seals in wax, and Lammasland behind the abbey. Khan had property, cloisters and woodworm, a whipping block, and a line in the Doomsday Book. Then what more did it need to instruct the sons of the rich? And they came. Each half they came, for terms are not elegant things. So that throughout a whole afternoon the trains would unload sad groups of black-coated boys onto the station platform. They came in great cars that shone with mournful purity. They came to bury poor King Edward, trundling handcarts over the cobble streets, or carrying tuck-boxes like little coffins. Some wore gowns, and when they walked they looked like crows, or black angels come for the burying. Some followed singly like undertakers' mutes, and you could hear the clip of their boots as they went. They were always in mourning at Khan, the small boys because they must stay, and the big boys because they must leave, the masters because respectability was underpaid. And now, as the Lent half, as the Easter term was called, drew to its end, the cloud of gloom.